So, hello, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，大家好。
I trust that everybody is keeping well.
我深信呢，大家都是这个安好的。
So today we'll continue to meditate upon God's word.
今天我们就继续的思想神的话语。
And before we do that, let us commit the time to Yahweh in prayer.
我们现在就把时间交给亚威神。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we commit this time into your care.
我们的亲爱的天父，我们要把这个时间交在你手里。
We pray that once again you will speak to us by your word.
我们祈求你用你的话语与我们心灵谈话。
And give us your grace indeed and the strength.
给我们你的恩典跟你的力量。
Not just to understand your word.
不只是能够来明白你的话语。
But to be doers of your word from day to day.
但是呢，更重要的是能够每天都行出你的话语来。
So we pray that this day your will be done.
我们就祈求呢，今天你的旨意就会成就。
And that you will glorify your great name.
而你的大名会被荣耀。
So hear our prayer.
听我们的祷告。
We thank you for this time.
我们感谢你有这样的时间。
And do be with us, we pray.
请你与我们同在。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we'll continue to meditate upon the death and life of Christ.
我们就继续的思想这个耶稣的死跟他的生命。
Now today I'd like to speak about unbelief.
今天我要讲的就是不信。
Because if you look at the context of Jesus' death,
如果你看看这个耶稣的死
，and you will realize that what has happened is that the Jewish leadership.
你就知道呢，就关于这个犹太人的领导。
Namely the chief priests, scribes, and elders.
那就是祭司长啊，文士啊，跟其他的。
And also the Pharisees.
还有法利赛人。
They all conspired against Jesus.
他们呢是合谋了，就是要把耶稣致死。
To have him crucified.
就是把他这个钉上十字架。
So it was the Romans who crucified him.
那就是罗马人呢，把耶稣钉上了。
But what is motivating the whole thing?、Right?
那是什么来使这个行动
？In fact, is the Jewish leadership.
那推行这个行动呢，就是这些的犹太的领导。
Now one of the interesting thing you will notice.
那就是有一件非常有趣的事哦。
Is found in Acts chapter 2 to chapter 4.
就是在这个使徒行传哦，第二章。
Yeah, because if you look at Peter's preaching.
如果你想想这个关于彼得的讲道。
And you will realize that Peter did not mention anything about Jesus dying for their sins.
这个。彼得从来没有说耶稣的死是为这些百姓的。
In other words, the sacrificial death of Christ is not preached in chapter 2 to 4.
就是在《使徒行传》所讲的，就是根本没有讲说救赎的这件事。
So you see, in the immediate context of Jesus' death and resurrection,
就是关于耶稣的死跟复活。
Peter's preaching is very straightforward.
这个彼得的讲道是非常直接。
So when the Jews were gathering around him,
所以当这个犹太人呢是聚集在耶稣那里。
What has happened was that when Peter was preaching,
所以当这个彼得在讲道时
，he simply says that you are all guilty of the death of the Messiah.
他就直接说呢。对于耶稣弥赛亚的死，你们是有罪的。
He places the guilt entirely on them, right?
他就是把这些罪呢，就放在这个百姓身上。
This is very interesting, right?
是非常有趣。
There's no mention about God loving you.
根本在哪里没有讲到说神爱他们呢。
So he's saying that you are all guilty.
所以他说你们全部是有罪的。
And he died because of you.
他这样死是因为 为你们造成的。
But God raised him up from the dead.
但神却把使他复活。
And exalted him as the Lord and Christ.
而把他呢举高成为主跟弥跟弥赛亚。
And that's why,
基督。
Yeah, that's why all these things are happening.
所以这些事才会发生。
And that's why you can see the pouring out of the Spirit of God.
所以你就看到有浇灌了这个啊圣灵。
And also the fact that this lame man could walk.
还有啊，这个瘸脚的却能够走路了。
Because God has exalted the Christ.
因为呢，神已经举高了耶稣。
And then Peter goes on to use the scriptures, right?
这个彼得就利用了这个经文。
Quoting David, Moses, Abraham, the prophets.
引用了这个大卫、亚伯拉罕这些先知。
And finally closing the message.
那之后就讲完了这个信息。
With the call to repentance.
就是叫他们要悔改。
And to be baptized in Jesus' name.
而洗在就奉耶稣的名啊洗礼。
So you can see there's no explanation about why Jesus died.
所以根本没有解释为什么耶稣死。
It's just to say that you're all guilty.
就只是要跟他们讲说你们是有罪啊。
Yeah, you need to repent.
你们要悔改。
Right? And follow Jesus, that's all.
那就,
right?
就是跟随耶稣。
Now you, and that's very strange.
所以非常惊讶。
Because today's preaching is not like that.
因为现在的这个讲道信息根本没有讲这些。
Well, the reason is the context.
啊，因为呢，就是要，就关于这上下文的。
So when you look at the context,
所以你看到向下文
then you will see immediately this has to do with the Jewish nation.
那你就直接看到了，这是跟这个犹太国是有关的。
So primarily, when Jesus died, if he died for any of sin,
所以就主要
died for sin,
如果耶稣是为罪死哦
he bore the sin of Israel.
他就是为以色列的罪而死的。
Because it is they.Who persecuted him.
因为是他们逼迫耶稣的。
So you can see what has happened right here.
所以现在你可以看见发生什么事。
The question is here is why did they persecute Jesus?
为什么他们要逼迫耶稣？
They're supposed to be God's people.
他们应该是神的人哦。
And they know the word of God.
而且他们也了解神的话语。
They know the New Old Testament very well.
他们对这个旧约也是很熟悉的。
So how is it that with all the religious activity,
为什么有这样的一种宗教的一种形式哦
？And the strict adherence to the law.
而且他们是根据这个律法的。
And all the prayers that have been made.
而且他们还一直祷告。
As well as sacrifices.
还献祭。
And yet they reject the Messiah.
但是呢，最后还是拒绝了弥赛亚。
Now I want to say straight away, right?
所以我要讲呢
that their problem is also our problem.
他们的问题哦，也是我们的问题。
And that's why we want to talk about this.
所以我们要讲这些啦。
So let us not just blame the Jews.
所以我们不要去指责怪这些犹太人。
And the problem with the history of the church.
啊，也是这个。
In the history of the church.
就是教会历史的。的问题
is that many church leaders blame the Jews.
因为呢，好多领导教会领导都会去怪这些犹太人。
And so we saw a rise of anti-Semitism, right?
所以就出现了这些说跟其他断绝关系的。
So you have up to Reformation.
所以就到了这个说重新建这个
the 16th century
就在这个第六世纪的时候做改革哦
and this thing came to the fore again in World War II right?
然后就也是在这个第二世纪的第二大战的时候
now just because the Jewish leadership in fact they were the ones who persecuted Jesus
那是因为这些犹太领导呢逼迫耶稣
and again not everyone in the Jewish leadership persecuted Jesus
当然不是说每一个领导呢都是逼迫耶稣的
But at least the main players were there.
但是主要的人物是在那里。
So they were the one who is instigating the whole thing against Jesus.
他们就是这个主谋。
So that's why you can see that we should not blame the Jews.
所以我们就是不要说去怪这些犹太人。
Any more than we blame all Chinese in the world for COVID-19.
就是像现在人都要怪这个华人哦，中国人呢，有黄肤色的，造成这个新冠病毒。
I think before, like, at least for some of us, we do experience this when we are out on the street.
所以当然呢，我们其中有些人会经历到这些，当我们在街上走的时候。
And the people who say things about us, right?
就有些人会在背后讲我们呢。
And in what way are we responsible for
COVID-19? 我们是要怎么样说是我们负责的对这个新冠病毒哦。
So this kind of analysis is very unfair, right?
所以这样的一种看法是不公平的。
So we can see, all right? We cannot blame the Jews.
所以我们看到我们其实不可以怪这些犹太
人。Instead of doing that, what we should try to understand why did they reject Jesus?
所以我们就是要明白为什么他们会拒绝耶稣啊。
And today we just want to, I just want to bring up two points.
所以今天就我要带出这两点。
But one of the things we must understand.
这有一件呢，我们是要明白的。
Is that this has to do with the nature of the work of God, right?
这是关于神的工作。
In other words, if we learn to walk with God.
如果呢，我们跟神同行。
We will be persecuted.
那我们当然是会被逼迫。
And this one you will see in Matthew 23.
这个你可以从这个马太23章。
So we look at Matthew 23.Verse 34,
35. 34跟35节啊。
Can you read?
Yes. 所以我差遣先知和智慧人并文士到你们这里来，有的你们要杀害，要钉十字架，有的你们要在会堂里鞭打，从这城追逼到那城，叫世上所流义人的血都归到你们身上，从义人亚伯的血起，直到你们在殿和坛中所杀的巴拉加的儿子撒加利亚的血为止。
So you can see there's nothing new in fact in this.
所以你看到这里没有说有新的知识。
Here our Lord Jesus says from the time of Abel, right?
所以耶稣说呢，是从亚伯开始。
Up to the future.
就到未来。
Okay, so you can see you will kill and crucify.
那就说呢，你一定会杀而把他们钉上十字架。
That began with him.
就是从耶稣开始。
Then of course, in church tradition, Peter was crucified.
当然在这个教会的历史中呢，就是说彼得也被钉上了。
So you can see what the Lord Jesus has done.
所以你可以看到耶稣做了什么
了。It says here, I send prophets, wise men and scribes.
这里说我派了先知、智慧人。
And this is not only during the time of the Lord.
那不是说只是在主那个时代。
He's talking about the future from then.
他就说呢，未来也会发生的。
Up to this day,
就到现在。
If they are true prophets, wise men and scribes.
如果他是真的先知哦，智慧人跟文士。
They will not be welcome.
他们是不被人家接待的。
By who?
是谁呢
？By the church.
就是
in its present state.
就是像现在这个教会的情况里。
So you can see how serious the matter is.
你看是有多严重这件事。
And it's something, a spiritual principle that has not been observed.
所以就是因为这个属灵的原则啊，没有去关注它。
And that is why all these things are happening.
所以这样的事才会发生。
Now, let's move on quickly.
我们就继续哦。
Now you will see one thing here. Let's look at John 15.
我们看约翰十五章。
John 15. 18 to 21.
那十八节到二十一节，世人若恨你们，你们知道，恨你们以先已经恨我了。你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的，只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。
21 up to 21。
你们要纪念我从前对你们所说的话，仆人不能大于主人。你们若逼迫了我，也要逼迫你们；若遵守了我的话，也要遵守你们的话。但他们因我的名要向你们行这一切的事，因为他们不认识那差我来的。
Now you see right here,
所以这里看到，
and Jesus is saying, because you are not of this world,
因为他说你不属这世界的，
I've taken you out of this world,
我已经把你带出了这个世界。
Now the word world does not just mean the physical earth.
那所讲的这个世界不是说属这个物质的。
Otherwise, we would not be right here.
那当然就是说我们不会在这里了。
By world in John's understanding,
在约翰的这个世界里
is the nature of man, right?
他就是说人的本性。
Nature of man, the man of this world, people in this world, how they think, how they look at things.
就是说世上的人呢。他们的想法是如何，他们的观点又是如何。
Now, in other words, Jesus is saying that you are not of this world would mean that they do not think, right, like the natural man in this world, right? They do not think like people in this world.
就是说呢，他们的观点呢，就不像世上的人一样。
The values are different.
他们价值观是不一样。
The direction in life is different.
他们对生活的方向也不一样。
And Jesus is saying, because you are not like them.
所以呢，耶稣说，因为你不像他们。
That's why they persecute you.
所以他们才会逼迫你。
Okay, now let's look at verse 22 to 24.
我们就看22到24节哦。
You also see one more thing right here in verse 21.
就是你会看另外一件事啊，关于这个21节。
And Jesus gives the reason.
耶稣就给了一个理由。
It is because they do not know the Father.
他说呢，因为他们不认识父，大差我来的父。
Now, that is surprising.
所以这非常惊讶。
Because here you have the Jewish leadership.
所以因为这里你有了这个犹太的领导。
People who are in charge of the temple.
这些人是对这个圣殿负责的。
People who are teaching the law.
他们也教导了律法。
The law of Moses.
就是摩西的律法。
They are teaching the word of God.
他们教导神的话语。
Right? Just like Jesus was teaching the word of God.
就像耶稣一样的在教导神的话语。
In fact, Jesus, the Pharisees, the scribes, they're all reading the same.
所以你看
the same text.
耶稣、法利赛人这些都是读同样的这个神的话。
And yet, they do not know the Father.
但是呢，他们却不认识天父。
So that shows that it has to do with the way we look at God's word.
所以就可以看到呢，我们看神的话语是很关键的。
So think about this.
所以想想这些。
We can worship God.
我们可以崇拜神。
We can even teach the word.
我们也可以教导神的话语。
A lot of prayers going on.
而且还有好多的祷告。
And yet nobody knows God.
但是呢，却没有一个人认识神。
Now that is quite scary, I would say.
Right? 这非常可怕的一件事。
And that's why they do this kind of things.
所以他们才会做出这样的一个事。
That in spite of all that religion,
不管他们有这些宗教
in the last analysis,
但是最后呢
they do not know the Father.
他们根本不认识父。
I wonder whether it would be said, the same thing would be said of us.
我想想呢，我们也会被卷入这些事吗？
We have no lack of the word of God.
我们根本是都有神的话语的。
In fact, the Bible is very readily available.
所以这个圣经是很容易取到的。
Especially with the internet.
尤其是现在有网络。
And if you want to have any opinion on any text of the Bible,
如果你需要有些关于这个圣经的知识，
just go on the internet.
你就要上网。
And you have all the ideas right there.
那你就有好多的教导了。
There's no lack of learning.
你根本没有缺什么教导的。
But the question is whether we really know him.
但是问题是我们是否真的认识他吗？
And here the know has to do with experiential knowing.
当然这里讲认识呢，是你是否经历到。
I know my God.
我是真的经历到我的神。
I have a living relationship.
我跟他是有一个活的关系。
So this is a very important point.
所以这是非常重要的一点。
In other words, if you do not know who God is,
如果你不认识这个神是谁，
you might end up attacking somebody.
你可能之后呢，真会去攻击别人。
Who is actually sent by God?
而且这个人是神派他来的。
And we don't have to kill the person.
我们不用说去杀害他。
I mean, we can say all kinds of bad things.
我们会用各种的。毁谤的话，
we even feel we have the right to criticize.
而且我们觉得我们还可以去去批评他。
So we have to be very careful.
所以我们需要这个非常小心。
That what is happening to them is repeated, right? Even today.
所发生在他身上的会继续的重复到今天。
Now let's continue to read John 15.
我们看这个约翰十五章。
And this time we read verse 22 to 24.
我们看22-24节。我若没有来教训他们，他们就没有罪。但如今他们的罪无可推诿，恨我的也恨我的父。我若没有在他们中间行过别人未曾行的事，他们就没有罪。但如今连我与我的父他们也看见也恨恶了。
Wow, this is really something, isn't it?
所以真的是
you can see here Jesus saying, if I did not speak to them,
所以耶稣说如果我没有跟他们讲神的话，
they would not have sinned.
他们根本就不会有罪。
But because I spoke to them,
因为我跟他们讲了，
and they rejected,
他们拒绝了。
And it became their hatred towards me, right?
他们这么的憎恨我。
Has come to the point that they want to kill me.
就到了他们想要杀害我了。
Now you can see what is happening right here.
所以你可以看发生了什么事哦。
And that's why Jesus is saying, my words.
所以耶稣说我的话语。
Is what will bring out that sin.
是会使他们犯罪的。
So clearly, there's something wrong, right?
所以这里是
with the hearers.
对这些听者呢是有问题的。
That is why today we want to look at this matter.
所以今天我们要看这件事哦。
Right? Now you will see here, Jesus was sent by the Father.
你看见呢，耶稣是被父派来的。
In John 3:16 to save the world.
就是在约翰3:6，就是说，就是来救这个世界。
In the words of Galatians, to redeem those who are under the law.
就是在加莱太书说，就是要救赎那些在律法之下的。
Now instead of being redeemed,
那没有被赎救啊。
Well, they end up killing the messenger.
他们却把这个派来的给致死了。
What is meant for good?
那是为他们好的。
It turns out that. That the messenger has to pay a price for that.
但却变成了这个被派来的却要付出代价。
That is why to walk with God.
所以要与神同行。
And to serve Him.
侍奉他。
Well, it's a good thing.
是件好事。
But we must remember.
但我们要记得。
That we are in fact signing our death warrant.
我们是签着这个合同就死了这个合同。
And who are the ones who will turn against us?
是谁会攻击我们呢？
It is not primarily the unbelievers.
主要的不是那些不信的。
The persecution comes from believers.
逼迫我们的却是那些信徒。
Now that's quite surprising.
所以非常惊讶的一件事哦。
And that is why you see we meant good for people.
所以有时候我们是为别人的好。
they don't appreciate it.
但是他们却不欣赏。
They don't just walk away.
他们不只是走走开哦。
End your life for you.
他们会把你给致死。
Okay, now that's quite serious.
是非常严重的一件事哦。
Now recent news you will see.
最近的新闻你看到了。
For example, in the U.S.
就是在美国的事件呢。
And there are a lot of protests going on.
就有着很多的抗议。
And protesting against the lockdown.
就是抗议。封锁的这件事。
So you have all these people gathering right there.
所以有好多人的聚集的在那里。
Ignoring social distancing.
他们就不管这些隔离的事。
And I was looking at the placard, right? The sign they put up.
就看见他们拿出的那些旗子。
And one of them says.
有一个呢就说了。
My body, my choice to work.
我的身体是我自己的选择。
Well, we can understand that this lockdown, with this lockdown,
我们当然知道这个封锁。
People are not able to work and they are cash strapped.
好多人呢都不能够工作，而且身上又没钱。
But there's the other factor.
但是还有另外一件事。
Whether we are thinking for the good of the society.
我们是否是为这个社会着想？
I think this is more important.
这是更重要的一件事。
Now,And that is why you begin to see, in fact, the complaint is more like they couldn't go out to do what they want to do.
所以这些埋怨呢嘛，就是他们埋怨自己不能够做他们以前做的事。
And this middle-aged lady was complaining.
就是这中年的这个妇女啊，她就埋怨了。
That she cannot go out to dye her hair.
她不能出去染头发。
So to her, that's a very big thing.
所以这件事对她很重要。
I'm thinking, what's going on here?
我就讲，哎呀，这是什么事啊？
Because they're all thinking of their own interest.
他们每个都是为自己的利益着想。
They're not thinking of the good of the society.
根本不会为这个社会着想。
And that's why the governor was saying,
所以这个领导呢就说了
and that they are quite irresponsible in this protest.
这些人在这抗议中是不负责任的。
Now that is why you see we are faced with a choice in the light of this situation.
所以我们根本就是有一个选择的嘛。
And the choice is between no human right.
就是选择或者是没有人权。
Or no human left,
right? You
see? Yeah. And you see, you want your right, and there's no one left.
如果你要锁定呢这个人权呢，就世上就没有一个活人了。
And there's also the choice between I see you, right?
就是有一个选择。
Or I see you.
我或者会再见。或者呢，你就被送进了这个监护的病房了。
You see, now this is one of the jokes from Facebook, right? So it doesn't come from me.
所以这个是从脸书的一个笑话，不是从我而来的。
So now you begin to understand.
所以现在你可以开始明白。
Because the present situation is trying to help us to see.
其实现在的情况是要帮忙我们看见。
What is best for the common good?
是什么是最众人是好的
？But from God's point of view，
但是从神的观点
，What is best for all creation？
是为这个全造物的是什么是最好的
？Is that we all come to know Him？
就是我们大家都能够来认识他。
That we know what it means to be changed to become like Him。
就是能够被神改变。改变之后呢，就能够认识他是谁。
And that we are free from our selfish interest.
就是从我们这个自私的这个从我们自私的方面从被释放。
As we saw in the last sermon.
就是从以前的这个信息。
It is because of this selfish interest.
因为我们就是自私自利。
That there is no peace.
所以才没有这个平安。
Now, the first principle we learned then, you will find that in the Gospels,
在这个经文里哦,
there's a constant stress on the failure to understand, the failure to perceive.
就是强调了 不能够明白，也不能够看到。
So let's look at John chapter 12.
我们看约翰十二章。
John chapter 12, and we will read from verse 38 to 40.
我们看从三十八节到四十节。
Could you read from verse 37?
三十七节哈。
37 to 40.
到四十，他虽然在他们面前行了许多神迹，他们还是不信他。这是要应验先知以赛亚的话说：“主啊，我们所传的有谁信呢？主的膀臂向谁显露呢？”他们之所以不能信，因为以赛亚又说：“主叫他们瞎了眼，硬了心，免得他们眼睛看见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。”
Now you see, this is at the end of Jesus' ministry.
这是在最后的耶稣的事工里。
In fact, the quotation from Isaiah 6.
所以这个是引用了以赛亚。
It was at the beginning of Jesus' ministry.
就是在耶稣事工的之前。
In Matthew 13, 14 and 15.
就在马太福音第十三章。
And this one is at the end of Jesus' ministry.
说是在他先前的事工，那现在呢，却是讲他最后的事工。
Now you read here in verse 37.
你看到这个第三十七节。
That despite all that Jesus has done and said.
不管耶稣做了任何神迹跟所讲的话，
they still did not believe in him.
他们还是不信他。
Now you must understand John's terminology.
所以你要这个明白耶稣这个约翰的这个术语。
This word believe means to commit.
这里讲的信呢，就是委身。
Commit to him.
委身给他
and follow him,
而跟随他、
right? Now you will see it says that they did not commit
这里讲呢他们没有委身
and then in verse 39
然后就在三十九节
because of that they could not commit
所以因为这样的缘故他们不能够委身
why? Because now their eyes are totally blind
因为现在他们的眼呢是全部瞎了
And that's why you will see throughout Jesus' ministry.
所以你可以看到呢，耶稣的整个事工事工哦。
There's this constant recounting, right?
就是有继续的讲到。
Of Jesus opening the eyes of the blind.
就是讲到呢，耶稣打开了瞎人的眼。
Not just one or two persons.
不只是一两个瞎人。
But on several occasions, different blind people were able to see.
说好多的这个瞎眼的都能够看到了。
So you can see what's happening here.
所以你可以看到发生了什么事。
There's a spiritual blindness.
所以就说呢，属灵，就是说属灵瞎了。
And that's why when you look at John chapter 6,
所以你看到约翰第六章,
you can see what Jesus is saying.
你就看到耶稣讲什么了。
We read from verse 44,
你看见,
John 6, 44 and 45.
第六章四十四节跟四十五节。若不是差我来的父吸引人。就没有能到我这里来的。到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。在先知书上写说，他们都要蒙神的教训。凡听见父之教训又学习的，就到我这里来。
Now you see here.
你看到了。
Jesus is saying, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me.
他说呢，凡是见父之教训又学习的，就到我这里来。
The reason is quite simple.
所以理由很简单。
It is because God bears witness to Jesus.
因为呢，耶稣呢已经认可了这个耶稣了。
If we have ears to hear.
如果我们能够听的话。
And if we have learned from the Father.
而且我们是从父里学习到了。
We will come to Jesus.
我们一定会到耶稣那里去。
Now you see, this was exactly what happened to Cornelius.
所以
Acts chapter 10
就是发生了在这个人呢 Cornelius 的身上，在使徒行传。
And here you have a Gentile.
你就有了一个外邦人。
But he's constantly in prayer to God.
他每次都向神祈祷的。
And he's always doing acts of goodness towards Jewish people.
啊，他就向了这些啊犹太人呢做周济，做了行善的事。
He was very generous towards them.
对他们是非常慷慨的。
And because of his attitude towards God.
因为他对神的那种态度。
God appointed Peter.Right.
就神就派了这个彼得
to preach Jesus to him.
就到这个 Cornelia 面前呢，跟他讲耶稣的事。
And the same thing with the Ethiopian eunuch.
就关于这个 Ethiopian 的这个eunuch. Let me see.
Anyway, this Ethiopian official, right?
就是官人哈，
So he was actually reading the scriptures.
他是在读这个圣经的。
He was trying to understand the Bible.
他也是要来明白这个圣经。
You can see his whole attitude towards God.
你可以看到他对神的那个态度。
And that's why God told Philip to speak to this Ethiopian eunuch.
就神就派了这个门徒，就跟这些这个。官呢讲关于耶稣的事。
And he became a follower of Jesus.
他就跟随了耶稣了。
Now I you see this is the thing I even for myself I experienced this.
所以跟我来讲呢，我也经历了这些。
And that's how I became a Christian.
所以我才成为这个基督徒。
It's because I searched.
因为我是在找寻。
And I really searched very hard.
而且我真的是很用功的去找寻
praying to God,
就向神祷告
and asking him to show himself,
就是说就请求他对我显示他自己
and my prayer was show yourself that I may know you
我的祷告就是神向我显示你自己，这样我才能够认识你
and he showed me in the end
他最后真的是显示了他自己。
And he showed me it was through Jesus that I could come to know him.
他也向我显示呢，是透过耶稣呢，我才能够认识他的。
That's how I went to Jesus.
所以我才会说去跟随耶稣。
And when I went to Jesus.
当我去耶稣那里。
And experienced a breakthrough with my relationship with God.
那就经历了跟神呢有一个突破。
And I didn't even know the Bible.
我根本就不认识这个圣经的。
But God spoke to me straight from the Word.
但是呢，神从他的话语跟我讲话。
And I later found out that it was in 1 Peter chapter 1.
那我之后才知道呢，这是在彼得前书哦。
And the words were, "You shall be holy, for I am holy."
他的话呢，就是说你要成圣，因为我是圣洁的。
So you can see he who has heard and learned from the Father.
所以就说那些听到的，而且从父那里学习的。
I hope we have this kind of attitude at all times.
希望我们大家都会有这样的一个态度。
When you meet any situation,
当你面对某种情况，
we have to ask God.
我们一定要问神。
Ask Yahweh.
问亚威。
What have you got to teach us in this?
在这种情况里面，你是要教我什么东西呢
？What is there to learn from you？
我要从当中呢跟你学什么呢
？When we look at the Bible，
当我们读圣经的时候
，You have to ask Yahweh what does he want to say to us？
我们要问神，你要跟我讲什么
？And that's why it's very important to grasp。
所以是非常重要的，我们要掌握这些。
And when we hear teaching，
当我们听到一个教导。
You have to ask Yahweh.
我们要问亚威神。
Is this from you?
这个是不是从你而来的
？Is this the truth or not?
这个是不是真实的
？Now that's very important for our own spiritual survival.
这个非常重要，因为对我们属灵的生存是非常重要的。
Now if we can't hear the word of God,
如果我们根本听不到神的话
，I mean we can't even hear him.
根本就听不到他。
I don't mean physically.
我不是说只是外在的。
I mean spiritually you can hear.
就是在你属灵你可以听到它。
Then you are in trouble.
所以你可能是有问题了。
Because you could not tell truth from false.
因为你根本呢不能辨别什么是真什么是假的。
In fact, you would think the truth is false.
因为你可能会讲这个真的是假的。
And that's what happened to the Jewish leadership.
所以这件事就发生在这个犹太领导身上。
And today, there's so much falsehood going on.
所以现在呢，有好多假的啊出现了。
And it's no point to put it in doctrinal fashion.
根本就不用说把它放进这些教导里。
That's what the church has done.
教条里，所以这个教会就做了这些事。
I mean, you have all the doctrines written down.
你有好多的教条。
And this is truth for you.
这个是真理来的哦。
And nobody ever asked Yahweh.
但是没有一个人却问亚威神呢。
Whether this is really true.
这个真是是不是真实的
？And that's why we do not go by dogma.
所以我们不要跟这些教条。
We want to have a living relationship.
我们要跟神有一个活的一个。一个关系
to let him show us,
让他向我们显示
whether this teaching or that teaching,
或者这教导或者那教导
even if a famous preacher were to say something,
即使这个讲道是很有名的
we have to ask, is this from you?
我们却要问神这个是不是从你而来的
and I hope you will also ask,
我希望你也会问哦。
Whether what I'm saying is really from him.
我今天所讲的是不是是否是从他而来的
？Now we should exercise this kind of caution.
所以我们真的是要很小心。
But you see, our hearts must be totally inclined to Yahweh.
但是我们的心呢，是要完完全全的向往耀威的。
Let's look at, John 7.
我们看看约翰第七章。
John 7.Verse 16 to 18.
我们看看第十六节到第十八节。人若立志遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说。人凭着自己说是求自己的荣耀，唯有求那差他来者的荣耀。这人是真的，在他心里没有不义。
You see.If anyone's will is to do God's will,
如果每个人是立志要行出这个神的旨意
you will know whether the teaching is from God.
你就晓得这个教训是否是从神而来
that it is not from man.
而不是从人来的
You see? Now, this is a very important principle.
所以这个非常重要原则
You see, it has to do with our relationship with God.
因为这是关系到我们跟神的关系
That one comes first.
这个是最主要
If we don't have that,
如果我们根本没有这个关系
then we are in trouble.
但我们就是有麻烦了
We are in the last days.
我们就在末日了
People say all kinds of things.
很多人会讲好多种教导
And recently I read a book.
那最近我就读了这本书。
Well, actually, it wasn't reading. It was more like an audiobook.、Right?
其实是那种听的这个书。
Now, some things I heard surprises me.、Right?
那有些东西我读了，这样使我非常惊讶。
This one has to do with the the picture of God in the Old Testament.
这是关系到呢，就是旧约里的神。
And the author wants to maintain.
那作者呢？他是想要这样。
That our God is never violent.
我们的神呢是没有暴力的。
And he doesn't want anyone killed.
他不要任何人被受害。
And so when he comes with that presupposition,
所以当他有这样的一种想法
to the Old Testament,
就是关于旧约。
Well, he has to explain why there's all these wars going on.
当然呢，他也要解释为什么在当时会有战争呢。
So, of course, in this audiobook,
那就关于这个这个书本哦。
He has something valuable to say.
当然，他当中也有是很贵重的。
But there are some things that bother me.
但是有些事呢，却使我惊讶。
For example, when he said that when God told Moses to overthrow the Canaanites.
所以当他说呢，当神指使这个摩西呢去推翻这些外邦人哦。
To drive all these nations out of Canaan.
就是迦南的，把他们逐出去。
You see, that's his problem now. He has to explain why.
所以他就是要来解释为什么呢
？Well, to him,
对他来说呢
Moses actually didn't hear right.
他说呢，摩西没有听对哦。
And he said Moses misheard God.
其实摩西听错了。
He wasn't supposed to go to war.
他根本是不要去这个，他是根本是不能够去征战的。
And so Moses misheard God, and he instructed the people of Israel.
所以其实这个摩西听错了。就叫这些以色列人哦，吩咐他们。
Yeah, when I heard that, I was really surprised.
啊，所以我听到我非常惊讶。
Wow, that means Moses is perpetuating a lie.
所以就说呢，这个摩西呢，就是讲骗话。
And also about Elijah.
就关于这个以赛亚。
Elijah said, Elijah called fire from heaven.
就是呢，以赛亚呢，从天呢叫降火过来
and consume the soldiers,
降火下来呢就把这些军人呢就把他们 给烧死了
in his mind he's thinking
所以在他的心里他是在想
well Elijah abused the power or the authority that God has given him
就是说以赛亚呢、他就乱用了这个神的权柄
Now that's quite a big claim.
所以就是很大的一件事哦。
Moses misheard God.
就是摩西听错神的话。
Elijah abused authority.
就是以赛亚滥用权力。
Now I'm wondering why did both of them appear with Jesus in the Mount of Transfiguration?
那我就想想，怎么这两个人却在这个山上的时候出现？在耶稣面前
I mean all three of them were in fellowship
这三个人都在这个山上相交
and in transformed bodies
而且他们的身体已经变了整个光这个像光一样的照出来
I mean one misuse authority the other perpetuating a lie
一个是滥用这个权力另外一个又讲骗话
That's why I was very surprised.
所以我非常惊讶。
How did an author of this author would come up with this kind of conclusion?
这个作者怎么做了这样的一个结论呢？
Well, anyway, that's beside the point.
那当然，我们就是。
And that's why you can clearly see that in this kind of conclusion, I can say this is not from God.
所以从这样的一个结论，你就已经很清楚看到，这是不是从。这个神而来的
And it got to be a much better explanation.
他应该是有更好的解释哦。
Well, anyway, I think we have to learn to interact with Yahweh.
所以我们跟神呢，就是一定要有一个交流的。
And my time is almost up.
那我的时间就快到了。
Okay. And I'd like to close with John 15.
我就要总结哦，在这个约翰十五章。
Let's look at John 15.
我们看约翰十五章。
Verse 12 to 15.
我们看十二节到十五节。我们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友。以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事。我乃称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐你什么。I read to 16.
Yeah, verse 15.
Okay, 到十五节。
Okay. Now you can see what's happening here.
So you 就看发生了什么事。
Is this a private matter?
这个是不是私人的事
？My walk with God is private.
我跟神同行哦，是私人的事。
It's just so personal. It hasn't got to do with anyone.
就是个人性哦，就是跟别人是没有关系的。
Well, Jesus is talking to his disciple.
但是呢，耶稣却是跟门徒讲话。
And he says, "If you walk according to my commandment."
他说呢，如果你是跟随着我的吩咐、我的命令而行。
Not just love one another.
不只是说彼此相爱。
As I have loved you.
他说就像我爱你们一样的去爱人。
Walk in the love of Christ.
所以如果你行出耶稣 这样的爱。
Even to the point of laying down my life for brothers and sisters.
就即使呢为弟兄姐妹们舍命。
If we have this attitude.
如果我们有这样的一个态度的话。
And if we learn to practice this.
而且我们真的是实行这些。
Then what did Jesus say?
那耶稣说了什么呢？
You are my friends.
你就是我的朋友。
And because you are my friends,
因为你是我的朋友。
I will reveal everything that the Father has revealed to me.
那就是、right? 神跟我说 的事情我都会全部透露给你。
You see, we will hear from the Father.
他说、right? 我们会听从父，会听到父的声音。
We will know what is the right thing to do.
我们就知道什么是对的事。
We will know what spiritual wisdom is.
我们就知道什么是属灵的智慧。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we walk in this love for each other.
因为我们是行在爱弟兄姐妹的路。
Therefore you can see, alright?
所以我们就可以看到。
When, if you read the book of Acts,
当你读这个使徒行传的时候。
When the Gentiles were turning to God,
当这些外邦人都转向神
and there's this Jewish section, right?
就是有这样的一个犹太的一帮人
who demanded that they be circumcised.
他们就说、这些外邦人都要这个行割礼
and what has happened was that all the leadership got together.
所以呢、right? 就是全部的领导就在一起。
You can see how they come to a decision.
所以你就看到他们是怎么做出了一个决定的。
It seems good to the Spirit of God. Wow, that's really something. That's a conclusion.
他们最后的结论就是呢，什么是对这个属灵是好的。
It's good. It seems good to I mean, it's good. As far as God is concerned, He agrees with this.
就是说只要神呢是同意这件事的
so they were led by God
所以他们是被神带领的
to the right decision
就做出了对的决定
why?
为什么呢
because they are very united
因为他们是非常合一的
they were very loving to each other
他们、这个门徒弟兄姐妹都是非常爱对方的
yeah, they know what it is to live in peace with one another.
他们知道怎么样的是跟对方是和睦相处。
That's why the Spirit of God could reveal to them what to do in this situation.
神、
right?
圣灵神的灵呢就能够带领他们做对的一个选择。
Well, you roll forward 200 years later,
我们、
200 to 300 years later.
就是看看呢这两百年之后呢
When church leaders come together,
当这个教会的领导 聚在一起、哦、
Wow, they really fought each other.
他们就、
right.
就是互相的这个、起争议了。
And they came up with doctrines that we have up to this day.
所以他们就、出现了这些教条呢， right. 就是到现在还是保留着。
The doctrines that came out of battles with one another.
这个教条呢是他们在争议里面呢
How can these people be led by God?
但这些争议的领导呢怎么是被神带领的呢
So we have these as standard doctrine
所以这些就是现在的这个
Like the Nicene Creed
教条了
Okay, so you have all these was born out of conflict and contention
这是这些教条呢是从争议呢出现的
So what a difference!
那你看到有多么大的一个分别
So my question for you and I is this.
所以我对你们这个问题呢，跟我自己呢，就是这。
Do we know what means to be led by God?
我们是否知道什么是被神带领呢
？Do we know what means to hear the word of God?
我们是否知道什么是说听到神的声音呢
？So let's go back to the Old Testament.
我们要回去旧约。
Let us incline our hearts and ears to Yahweh.
我们就要侧耳，跟我们的心来听神的话语。
If there's any hindrance,
如果有任何阻碍的话
，Ask Yahweh, what is wrong with you?
就要问问 Yahweh 神，我是否哪里出错了
And you might be surprised what he has to say.
那你会很惊讶，他会跟你讲什么？
But God is not the kind who dwells on negative.
当然呢，神是不是一直留在这个很消极的这方面。
With the negative, he will show you the positive.
当然，从消极那里，他会帮你走到这个负面。
So you know what is the right path to take.
叫你知道呢，什么是对的选择。
So let us attend to Yahweh.
所以我们大家要集中在耶和华身上。
And then we attend to His word.
我们就来到他的话语。
To be led by the Spirit of God.
让神的灵来带领我们。
So let us close in prayer.
我们就这里总结祷告。
Father, we pray that we will understand what it means to listen to Your voice.
我们的亲爱的天父，让我们明白什么是能够听到你的声音的。
To hear Your voice through our Lord Jesus.
就是能够听你的话语呢，是透过我们的主耶稣。
And that's why Jesus could say, "My sheep hears my voice."
所以呢，耶稣就会说，我的羊是听我的声音的。
So we pray we will learn to follow You rightly.
所以我们请求你，我们是能够真正的去跟随你。
That all of us will learn to hear and obey.
我们大家都能够听你的，也去遵从你。
Especially in very practical circumstances.
是在很实际的情况里面。
That whatever we are facing.
不管我们面对什么事情。
We will learn to attend to you.
我们要学习关注你。
To discern before you what is the right thing to do.
来辨别。选择什么是对的，对你 来说是对的事。
You know we cannot do this.
我们知道我们是办不到的。
Apart from your word.
只有从你的话语。
And apart from brothers and sisters in the church.
也是从弟兄姐妹们。
Especially the leaders of the church.
尤其是教会的领导。
So we pray for your leading.
我们请求你来带领我们。
And we pray for your blessing today.
也请求来祝福我们每一个人。
So hear our prayer.
听我们的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.